I'm sitting at the airport waiting for my jet to load, and on a TV news channel, they're showing photos of a satellite's attempt to attach to a passing comet. My fellow passengers seem uninterested, no doubt weary of science in this age of cynicism. If Rush Limbaugh carried the story as another Obama overreach, we might have some reaction here in the waiting room, but lasso and an ice ball? I don't think so. We live in a world of miracles. Orbiting space stations, cures for diseases, self-driving cars, cell phones, nanotechnology, robots, instant answers on Google. We live in science fiction. Sticking a harpoon into Comet Moby Dick isn't going to make anyone cut short a text message to get updates, that's for sure. I remember as a kid in grade school assembling to watch on black and white TV John Glenn's ride into outer space. Walter Cronkite provided all the gravitas needed, and us third graders waited in wide-eyed awe to see if our astronaut made it back to Earth in one piece. Walter made it pretty clear what would happen if that little capsule caught fire or went out of control or hit re-entry at the wrong angle. God only knows what would have happened to us little witnesses if John Glenn had burned to a crisp on live TV with no grief counselors to comfort us, just a generation of scarred baby boomers who vowed never to fly in a plane or any other contraption that left terra firma. As it was, John probably inspired half of us to be scientists, engineers, or even astronauts. And Walter engendered a trust in the media that lasted almost into the 21st century before he stopped believing much of anything we read or hear in the press. Before we started questioning science itself, even though we live in a world hurtling away from the past gravitational pull, the way Glenn left the Earth. He came back okay. We never will. And that comet? Well, I expect I'll have to wait till I touch ground back home somewhere in the future. The world here might be growing smaller, but the universe is still expanding.